Serving Columbus for over 60 years. AM 1580, WVKO Columbus.
Units in sizes up to 10 by 30. Or make Morningstar Mini Storage your garage. You can store your car for just $39 a month, or any size boat, RV, or trailer for just $49 a month. Or take advantage of their new special, a 5x15 or 10x10 unit for just $69 a month. Find their online coupons at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage has convenient 24-hour access 7 days a week, a state-of-the-art security system, a moving van, and packing materials, too. Morningstar Mini Storage, 3391 South High Street at Williams Road, just north of I-270. Call 497-0000 or visit them online at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage of South High, 497-0000. If you are in need of design and printing services, there are plenty of places you can go. In fact, there are about 200 in the Columbus area alone. If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with a new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, make it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.
Do you get anxious just thinking about going to the dentist? The Gentle Dentist in Worthington understands. Founded by Dr. Bill Coleman, the Gentle Dentist is dedicated to the care of the apprehensive dental patient and is committed to providing the highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist offers cable TV, DVD players, and massage chairs in every treatment room. They use the latest technology to give you that beautiful smile you deserve, including Invisalign, the virtually invisible way to straighten your teeth. The highest quality dental care in a relaxed and enjoyable environment. The Gentle Dentist, voted the number one dental office in Central Ohio by Columbus Parents Magazine, 2 years in a row. Visit them in Worthington, just south of 270. Call today, 614-431-3311, or visit them online at ColemanDental.com. That's ColemanDental.com. Call today, 614-431-3311. The Gentle Dentist. Exceptional service, remarkably gentle.
If you are in need of design and printing services, there are plenty of places you can go. In fact, there are about 200 in the Columbus area alone. But of course, they're not all the same. R Design and Printing is a local, independently owned company that specializes in professional graphics design. And they offer a full range of printing services. Full color printing, posters, business cards, flyers, postcards, invoices, carbonless forms, letterhead, and envelopes. You can count on R Design and Printing for fast turnaround and reasonable prices. Just off High Street in the Short North at 30 East 4th Avenue, across from the post office. And R Design and Printing has plenty of convenient free parking, too. Call Julie or Dave at 299-1420, that's 299-1420, for your local, independently owned progressive graphics design and printing company, R Design and Printing. Visit them online at rdesignandprinting.com. That's the letter R, designandprinting.com.
It's time to fight back with Dr. Bob Fitrakis. To join the conversation, call the studio line at area code 614-821-1580. And now, here's Dr. Bob.
It is indeed Dr. Bob Fitrakis live in the studio.
And Dr. Bob, yes. Just wanted to let people know that for some reason our software is acting up considerably.
Is that
morning.
A metaphor?
No, it's not.
it's like a personal metaphor.
The software that plays our sounds and our spots It's gotten a little haywire today.
Okay. Forewarned here at Fight Back. So if you hear me talking like that, you know something's up. Okay. I think we got our caller already on the line, and I hope this is Kelly Nikes, who's got a new documentary out, Split a Deeper Divide. At least I think it's a documentary, because I know it's showing at the Drexel that only plays the best in terms of independent movies and documentaries. Kelly, are you there?
I am. I hope the software Haywire doesn't compromise the conversation too much.
Well, so far, so good.
Excellent.
It's coming through smooth. Let's see. What is this Split, A Deeper Divide? Who's divided and why is it so deep?
Well, what the film is a nonpartisan investigation of the partisanship that's paralyzing our politics. And I think nowhere are you able to see that more clearly than in Ohio.
I'm with you.
My producing partner, actually, on the film is from Columbus. And I think that one can't really understate the impact of being a swing state, particularly in these elections, where the amount of money that's thrown into the political process and where the type of discourse ends up being so pejorative and so destructive that that Ohio really is the front line in that regard. And also Columbus obviously is the epicenter of that. But the film looks to explore from a nonpartisan perspective the different ways in which we're divided by design.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Here's a story I could tell you. Progressive Magazine gets a hold of me and Harvey Wasserman. We co-author stuff and says, you know, there's this raging campaign in Ohio. And this is back, in March and April. And they go, we want you to cover it on the ground. And at that time, we couldn't find campaigns on the ground. But it seemed like every 5 or 10 minutes on TV, nasty ads, including these so-called super PACs, made it seem like one of the worst wars in history. I mean, now we have, now that Congress is in recess and it's after Labor Day, you'll see activity on the ground. But a lot of this stuff seemed to be waged for, well more than a year constantly on television.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that is obviously apparent that we've entered the era of the permanent campaign. And it's a symbiotic relationship. The only way that you can wage a permanent campaign is with endless financial contributions mm-hmm. to campaigns. You have to be able to refill those coffers. And as you just so appropriately mentioned, the presence of super PACs has dramatically changed the way that we now experience campaigns, the way that we experience elections, because the funding is so significant. We had the great fortune in the film to interview Representative Kucinich, and he spoke very thoughtfully about how this unlimited, anonymous campaign contributions can be the death knell of democracy. And I think that we're now at a very critical point, and that's one of the things that we discovered. Both sides of the aisle, we interviewed Chuck Hagel, and we also interviewed Evan Bayh, and both of them spoke very eloquently to the point that this really is a crossroads in many ways of where we as a nation determine what the tone texture is of our democracy, really what the spirit is of this representative democracy. And I think that that's an important point to be driving home, particularly when you see how it plays out on the ground in states like Ohio.
And when we were thinking about this whole process of partisanship, somebody like Dennis Kucinich, who isn't really tied to corporate money as the more mainstream politicians are in both parties, it's easy then to eliminate his district. He's the guy who's on his way out, and he's also the one who in Ohio was probably most opposed to the flood of money. And
yeah, the thing I think that's important to recognize and what you are pointing out that I think is valuable is that the system itself has its own capacity and its capability to provide incentives. Most politicians enter politics for very noble, thoughtful reasons. They enter politics because they have ideas of how it is that they can contribute to the common good through the levers of government. But comes to be the case. Dave Nagel, actually, who's a former congressman from Iowa, said this. He said, it's amazing, for example, that how quickly, once you're in Washington, how quickly you get convinced that the most important thing that you can do in your current term is win re-election so that you can tackle your problems in the next term. And I think there are a lot of mechanisms in the system that are seeing people moved in a certain direction that ultimately ends up not being in the best interest of the system and ultimately of the people as a whole.
Well, what about the fact that the one thing that seems to not divide them, particularly the incumbents, is the notion of creating really safe seats for most of the incumbents? I mean, there's only about 40 seats in the country that are even competitive in Congress. In fact, there was a survey group that was thinking about coming to Ohio and polling, and they said they didn't have enough benchmarks because the congressional seats aren't really competitive anymore. The winners are too easy to predict.
Yeah, I mean, there are a whole host of factors, and that's what the film endeavors to explore and unpack. There are a whole host of factors that are now colluding to in a certain sense, create this perfect storm in different ways. You see the impact of safe districts through gerrymandering and the fact that Seth Team writes about this thoughtfully. In when you have homogeneous communities, when you have groups that are gerrymandered together, they don't coalesce around the median opinion. They tend to move towards the extremes. And so you have these gerrymandered districts that are homogeneous, they're like-minded, and they therefore end up being echo chambers for the ideologies that are contained within those districts, and ultimately move to their respective polls rather than staying around the middle. So the gerrymandering has an effect beyond just its electoral effect of being a safer district. It also has an effect in terms of the mindset of the people within it being moved towards the extreme because it's a homogeneous society. And I think that ends up being more corrosive on the electorate as a whole because that ends up poisoning the dialogue. It's very difficult to have across the aisle and consensus-oriented discourse when you are gravitating towards a polar extreme. And I think we've seen that in many different places in the country.
We're talking to Kelly Nikes. You're the director of Split, A Deeper Divide, which will be showing at the Drexel Theater on Main Street. And, again, the question of these things that divide us. Clearly, a lot of this divide is chosen because they're so-called wedge or hot-button social issues. How does that factor into this deeper divide?
Well, the thing that's fascinating about social issues is that there are two aspects to them that are, I think, from when you look at it from a campaign perspective, that are incredibly valuable. One is the fact that they're non-budgetary. You don't have to commit resources and put them on a line item budget in the way that you would have to do it with if you were to expand the infrastructure, if you were to put money into education, or if you were to address the tax code. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to, for example, regulate marriage, it's non-budgetary. So it's a much more ephemeral topic when it comes to looking at things from a politician's perspective. The second thing is that hot-button topics tend to have groups that you can rally that have infrastructure. And we've seen that with the mobilization of the Christian right. One of the reasons why evangelical groups are activated is because they're incredibly well organized. By definition, they have a clear leadership structure, and there's a cohesion there of belief, and that makes it from a political strategist perspective very efficient to communicate to them, to message to them, and ultimately to mobilize them. And I think that's on both sides of the aisle. I mean, we have to remember that in the 60s, the civil rights movement was very much organized through Southern Baptist churches. And again, it's because they had an infrastructure there that they could tap into through which they would be able to efficiently message. And now we have seen that in the last 20 years. We've seen that done through the conservative movement and through the evangelical movement on the right. And so it's when you see these hot-button issues, the reason why they get emphasized is because there is an infrastructure and a network there that can be used incredibly efficiently from a political strategist perspective to be able to move people, to mobilize people, and activate them in a dollar per vote, so to speak, calculus. That's incredibly efficient and good literal, good political value for money.
And that not costing anything, of course, as you point out, is of great value. But any attempt, it seems, particularly here in Ohio, to set up more diverse and competitive districts have fallen victim essentially to the divide, to the negative campaigning. Reform Ohio Now, following the 2004 election, came up with this model legislation where all the districts would be drawn to have a balance in a swing state of Democrats, Republicans, and independents, hence forcing things more towards the middle, forcing people to deal with real issues, not the social divide issues. And it went down dramatically under this campaign that suggested that really it was a plot by backroom bureaucrats with big cigars. I can still remember the commercials, who were going to spend billions of dollars, you know, to set up this computerized system, when the reality, you know, it would cost a few million dollars at most, and the software's already there. And issue two, which is on the ballot now, everyone's predicting will probably go down. Again, it's once again an attempt to balance the drawing of districts between Democrats, Republicans, and independents, and put it with a nonpartisan commission staff. So is there any way out? It seems like any attempt to reform the system, and particularly with Citizens United, I don't know if you touched on that in your film, is there a way out?
I'm glad that you bring up Citizens United, because I think that one of the most crucial changes, you referenced 2008, one of the most crucial changes since 2008 is the ruling by the Supreme Court in Citizens United. The impact can't be overstated of the unleashing, of the opening of the floodgates of special interest money that is able to now influence elections without limit. I mean, it's a staggering ruling. And what you recognize is, first of all, is the impact, but second of all, and this is what I think it's important that you were pointing out, is that there are very vested interests who see the benefit of this ruling and will do everything to maintain it, in the same way that gerrymandering, there are political strategists that see the value of gerrymandering, of having safe districts, and they will do everything that they can to ensure that the status quo remains. And I think that we see that there are phenomena in how it is that we organize ourselves civically, how it is that we organize our politics, how it is that we transact our campaigns. And I think that we see that somebody is benefiting, and that they will do everything in their power to make sure that it stays that way. And nowhere is that more apparent than Citizens United.
All right. The film will start Thursday, October 25th, at 7:30, and it's a limited three-day engagement. And at the Drexel Theater on Main Street. And again, we're talking to Kelly Nikes, the writer and director. And I understand it, Kelly, that you will be there, and producer Jared Scott. What night will you be there, or will you be there for more than one night?
We'll be there on Thursday night, and we're really excited to be there in Columbus, because
that's the opening, October 25th.
Exactly. That's for the we'll be there for the opening, and Jared is from Columbus, so it's great that there's a local aspect to the film as well. Jared was born and raised in Columbus, so it's exciting for us to be there with friends and family as well.
One question for you. Part of it says, the promo says, gridlock more than any other time in recent memory. Gridlocked more than the 60s, when we had massive urban riots, or the Great Depression, or, say, even the era of the robber baron. Is it more gridlocked now because it's so institutionalized and essentially there's no way for people to rise up and reshuffle the deck?
Well, there's a very specific change that's taken place since 1994, and Norm Ornstein discusses this in the film. He's also written about this in It's Worse Than It Looks,
And then really he's a very well-respected political scientist.
Correct. I mean, he's a wonderful scholar of all this, and we had the great fortune to interview him for the film. And he said things change dramatically, and you can't look at this as a partisan indictment. You just have to look at this as political strategy. And Newt Gingrich, however you may feel about how he approaches politics, one can't deny his profound understanding and savviness of the political system and how to play political chess. And the thing that happened that Norm Ornstein points out in the film is that in 1994, suddenly you had a party that had been in a minority for 40 years suddenly roar back to the majority position in the House with the Republican Revolution in 1994. And suddenly, the status quo of the relationships where you had a Democratic majority and a Republican minority and that was the permanent relationship, that there was stasis in that, suddenly that was gone. And you had a Republican Party that had power for the first time in over 40 years and recognized, wow, we can win power almost with every election now. And we now see these pendulum elections where we see control swing back and forth. And when you recognize that you can regain power, it changes the motivations to the short term. And that combined with the exit of the moderates from the political stage, whether it's Olympia Snowe retiring or whether it's Evan Bayh retiring, or whether it is
Richard Lugar, one of my favorites,
being run out by a Tea Party candidate, and that Tea Party candidate then going out on his first day of press interviews and saying, "We look forward to building a Republican majority," that is indicative of an absolute absence of the respect or desire for consensus. We are not in a centrist-oriented era in American politics. We are not in a time period where people respect or admire those who reach across the aisle. They are seen as weak. They are seen as colluding with the enemy. And when you see statements such as, which, again, this is something that Norm Ornstein brings up, I think, really well in the film, when you see people like Jim DeMint saying the Obama Affordable Care Act, this will be his Waterloo, we will break him, that is indicative of a mindset that is not going to be looking for a way to work together. And truth be told, this is how the Democrats operate as well when they're in the minority. We now see a zero-sum approach to politics where, by definition, if you lose, I win. And that leads to short-term goals and short-term gains that ultimately hurt the system and the way that we operate within the political system in the long run.
All right, we got to take a break, and we'll be right back to wrap up with Kelly Nikes, the writer and director of Split, A Deeper Divide. We'll be right back on Fight Back.
You're listening to Fight Back. Dr. Bob will be back after we present it.
How would you like to have your garage back? You know, so you can actually get your car inside? Why not make room by storing all that stuff you have in the garage at Morningstar Mini Storage of South High? Morningstar Mini Storage offers clean, safe, secure storage units in sizes up to 10 by 30. Or make Morningstar Mini Storage your garage. You can store your car for just $39 a month, or any size boat, RV, or trailer for just $49 a month. Or take advantage of their new special, a 5x15 or 10x10 unit for just $69 a month. Find their online coupons at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage has convenient 24-hour access 7 days a week, a state-of-the-art security system, a moving van, and packing materials, too. Morningstar Mini Storage, 3391 South High Street at Williams Road, just north of I-270. Call 497-0000 or visit them online at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage of South High, 497-0000.
Meat Packers Outlet, Columbus's good old-fashioned retail meat market. For the best deals around on all your meat purchases, visit Meatpackers Outlet at 317 South 5th Street, downtown. Meatpackers Outlet is family-owned and operated and has proudly been serving Columbus with fresh-cut meats since 1957. Meatpackers Outlet has daily low prices on beef, pork, poultry, and deli items. This week's specials include deli-sliced honey ham, just $2.99 a pound, a 10-pound bag of hamburger for $19.90, a 12-ounce package of beef bacon, $3.99, and boneless, skinless chicken breasts are just $2.49 a pound. Need a deli tray for your next get-together? Call ahead and order yours now at 469-1720. That's 469-1720. Open 8 to 6, close Sundays. Meat Packers Outlet, 317 South 5th Street at East Main, downtown. Don't forget, there's always plenty of free parking in the back. Locally owned, independently owned, Meat Packers Outlet. Call 469-1720.
You gotta fight for your right to run.
If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with the new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African-American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, take it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-866-8692. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-866-8692. That's 800-866-8692. 8692.
Hi, this is Kenny Pick from Turn Up the Night. Be sure to check out my show every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk. If you tune in, you might hear something like this.
It is time for all Americans to realize how significant this election is.
Okay.
And how lucky we are to have someone with qualifications and experience and know-how to be able to have the opportunity to run this country.
Into the ground. She's
fortunate, aren't we?
She's angry at the other Republicans saying, if you think you can do better, you should get in the ring. Well, a lot of them did.
Well, yeah. She said it's time for all Americans to realize how lucky he even performs for you bastards.
Oh,
you
know, dear.
Yeah.
Stop it.
No.
No.
That's Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pick every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk.
We're back with Fight Back. Here once again is Dr. Bob Petrakis.
All right, Dr. Bob Petrakis live in this studio. Writer and director Kelly Nikes, we're wrapping up. He will be in town on October 25th, 7:30 at the Drexel Theater on East Main Street in Bexley. And Kelly, one last question. I see you've got Noam Chomsky in here, the most cited scholar on earth and sort of the major linguist of modern times and an expert on propaganda. What's Noam Chomsky say?
Noam Chomsky's got a wonderful insight in the film. The film is a look at these different ways in which we're divided. It looks at faith, it looks at the media, it looks at discourse, the state of discourse, and it looks at how elections are run. And he has a wonderful insight into how elections campaign PR industry, and he makes the allegory between consumption of products as consumers in the marketplace and how those characteristics for motivating people have been brought to bear on political campaigns. And I think that he speaks about this in a very approachable, graspable, which I think is incredible talent of his. I mean, he puts this in such familiar and digestible language. And he talks about how it is that we now are essentially marketed to rather than dialogued with. And he says evidence of that is that, you know, the 2008 Obama campaign won the award from the advertising industry as the best campaign of the year. And
Coke,
that's,
Coke versus Pepsi.
It was a masterful campaign, but I think that it is indicative of a transition that we've seen in certainly in the television era and now reaching its zenith of how it is that we're marketed to, that these are really our brands that people talk about, and with no shame. I mean, they talk about the branding of candidates and that it's not within the brand identity of candidates. It's not on message with the brand identity for a candidate. And I think that it really has changed the way that we as citizens feel, because it makes us less participants and more consumers, and therefore more apathetic in a certain way.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kelly Nikes. And again, Kelly will be in town on Thursday, October 25th at 7:30 for the first day of a limited 3-day engagement for his new movie, Split, A Deeper Divide. Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks so much, Bob. I really appreciate it.
All right. And Jerry,
Hi, Bob.
Do political analysis for the Free Press. What do you think the political divide, what is causing it? You have a different take, you were telling me.
I have a completely different take. Not that I am a Democrat or that I necessarily support that party, but I see the Democrats, you know, totally willing to compromise pretty much everything I have away, and the Republicans still wanting more.
Heading farther and farther to the right, right? So you agree with his analysis that the Republicans have staked out a polarized right-wing version, and yours isn't that the Democrats have counter-staked out, but they've actually swung to the center.
They consistently moved to the right. I mean, when Ann Coulter says liberals need to be physically intimidated into silence, right, they basically have. You know, I'm fresh.
And by that, you mean the mainstream politicians and their supporters, but not necessarily all of the grassroots?
I have been in grassroots politics all my adult life, Bob, and I tell you, I feel as though on the grassroots level, people are also physically intimidated into silence in ways that I would not have imagined 15 years ago.
Give me some examples. What are we talking about here?
We're talking
the police, which at the conventions, both conventions with sort of those cages.
Well, there's that level. There's a level of physical repression, but there's also this level of fear of physical repression, of police repression that causes people to take less drastic positions, to talk around what they mean other than stand up and say, hey, we need some real dramatic change in this country. And then, you know, people aren't willing to say that for fear of, or that it won't sell, or so this dialogue, this eliminationist is what I actually call it, dialogue from the right or monologue from the right, has intimidated the rest of the political class into self-censorship and self-defeat.
And those that don't fall into that, say someone like Dennis Kucinich, who essentially wants to impeach Cheney and Bush for war crimes, gets gerrymandered out because he's not part of the debate, the correct accepted debate.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. They keep the parameters narrow, draw more to the center, and then the center moves to the right.
All right, we've got John Innes on the phone, filmmaker. He's going to be in town on Tuesday, this Tuesday, at the Drexel Theater at 7:30. And John will be re-releasing a re-edited version of Free for All. That's October 23rd at the Drexel. I'll be there. Welcome to Fight Back, John Innes.
Glad to be here, Bob.
And what can you tell us about this re-released version of Free For All? And I've got to say, I enjoyed, not just because I was in it, but I really enjoyed the perspective. And I've been on record that I thought it was the best of many good and fine documentaries on politics, and particularly what happened in Ohio in 2004.
Well, that's great, and I really appreciate it. And, you know, I hope it does service to all the amazing work you've done. You know, it's interesting revisiting that film, Free For All, which was sort of like a, ended up being like a compendium for how not to be Secretary of State in the end. You know, it's really about the high tech, you know, the many different ways to knock away the vote, and Ken Blackwell was really such a overachiever in that, I found, in revisiting the footage. You know, which I'd say the main difference in 2006 when we were re-editing the film was the idea that you had to, you know, how do we introduce this to America? Just like you were saying a minute ago, when the center drifts to the right more and more, how do you shake people gently out of the delusion that their elections might be perfectly safe, where it would be criminalized like anything else in this country if you don't protect it properly? So, struck by how now in 2012 the debate has sort of drifted to the point where you know, the horse race that's being covered in the money is almost, fundraising is like irrelevant now, but you know, the horse race is in the voter suppression laws in Pennsylvania and Ohio and Florida, and I'm here in California, so I know this is, you're in the, literally in the center of this world, but I can tell you that it's been a dominant narrative of this election in the mainstream news, how bad some of these laws are, and the state as to how it's getting through the legislature or the courts, and the timetable, and how that might affect the election. You know, so billboards up in the Clear Channel, billboards threatening voter fraud, you know, it's gotten a lot of...
We got a brand new one, 17th and Joyce, of course, a urban population, African Americans, a big billboard, you know, threatening them with you know, the 10 years in prison if they commit voter fraud. A brand new one up in Columbus, Ohio.
Wow, I'll have to take a look at that one when I'm there. You know, it's by all accounts, I think the pretense has been dropped, and I'm just struck by how widespread that perception is, I'd say. That these laws are nothing more than an effort by Republican Party members to sustain their unpopular agenda and instill their brand of corporate legislation, and at all costs use what little power they have to try to pass through voter suppression laws like voter ID laws, anti-voter registration laws, you know, gerrymandering, like you said, so effectively. So, you know, I'm struck by how when we re-released Free For All, you know, you really don't have to tiptoe that much around it anymore. It seemed like such a thing that you had to be, you know, we just can't turn off the people who are open-minded but on the right, you know, all this. And now it's like, you've heard all this. This is literally everywhere now, you know. And yet, at the same time, going back through Ken Blackwell and covering all this in the suite of voter suppression tactics that he implemented in 2004, I'm struck how efficiently we're still able to tell that story about a lot of these specific ploys through the window of looking at administration, the Secretary of State of Ohio in 2004.
All right. Jerry, who's doing research for the Free Press and has written some key articles for us, had a comment or question. Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, I was just... The way I look at these voter suppression laws is it goes... They sort of go back to the white supremacist formulation, the ones that the actual, you know, neo-Nazis use, that we sort of need to repeal the 14th Amendment. When you look at voter suppression laws, we want to keep, you know, illegal immigrants from voting. We want to keep certain demographics from... There's this sense, you know, one, they don't vote Republican, and two, because they're not white, they're therefore not real Americans and not entitled to vote. And that's what's really at the core of this. Is, I mean, you know, we have to stop looking at it as a pragmatic ploy
it's
and
the new
see what
Jim
it is.
Crow. I mean, isn't it the new Jim Crow in many ways?
Literally, I think it is by all accounts, and I think we're really going to have this debate when the Voting Rights Act comes up in front of the Supreme Court, and I think we're really going to have to go through the reasoning of like, no, see, this all proves that you still need it. In fact, you should probably expand upon Section 9 that, you know, requires free clearance through the Justice Department by many of these states. In fact, it's only gotten worse in that way.
Yeah. I mean, Jerry's suggesting maybe at this point, the current court, it might be a predictable 5-4 vote, unless it's Robert shocks us again.
Yeah. I mean, once the evidence really speaks, and it's not quite as subjective as to corporate personhood, which is, you know, like such a fond fairy tale that, you know, these corporatists like to spin. But as far as the outlook for how we start taking back, you know, our democracy from these voter suppression laws, I think it really will be on the state level, and it will take, you know, local activists in conjunction with local legislatures and local groups to start to put down one by one each of these laws and say, look, this literally had the mess that we've just seen. You know, it's like you can claim this and then put it through, and now we have a mess, and now you have to accept that. And so because it's such an unpopular, because it's gotten such a bad rap, and because there's going to be so much evidence of people being turned away, I think it does come back to this this white male mindset that you were saying, because it's that sense when you hear some of these people from True the Vote or Tea Party, it's always about, like, well, I don't want someone else's vote to nullify my vote. And it's always about this worry about people who shouldn't be allowed to vote somehow, or their voice shouldn't be included. And, you know, when you really hear racism, it doesn't come, like, off the lips of the, you know, tobacco-drooling southern redneck sheriff with the mirror sunglasses, you know, hitting his baton in his palm. It's these little things where it's like, you know, like, it's those people, you know. It's, well, what are their names? How do we know they're not illegal? And
right.
You know, when you look at these challenges that have gone through in Ohio and Colorado and Florida against, you know, basically anyone with a Hispanic name, it's, you know, I think these people are starting to learn, like, yeah, guess what? There's a lot of them who are citizens now. Just go by that, you know? When the teen starlet couple that, you know, the kids are growing up with is Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez, and Justin Bieber's is the immigrant, you know, things start to look a little different in America.
Yeah, and I was just on True the Vote site, just checking them out not that long ago, my class I'm teaching on media. And I know Jerry has checked them out as well. But in a lot of states, they're not doing anything. But in Ohio, they were saying that they're going to come to the polling places in groups of five. So essentially, you're going to have, well, what I would call white punks on dope. You're going to have suburban fraternity guys geeked up coming into the 55th ward, my old ward here on the east side where I was the ward committee person, and I just don't see it as being pretty. We got to take a break and talk about this when we come back, but I just can't imagine. Could you imagine five guys from the hood, from the east side, going out to Upper Arlington and getting in the faces of rich white people? The only thing would be the betting pool is how long it would take before they were beaten and arrested. But these people literally plan to come in the neighborhoods and get in the faces of people they do not know.
I, for one, can't wait.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about that after the break, John. Let's. We'll be right back on Fight Back.
The fight has just begun. Fight Back with Dr. Bob Fitrakis is back after this short break.
Hey!
How would you like to have your garage back? You know, so you can actually get your car inside? Why not make room by storing all that stuff you have in the garage at Morningstar Mini Storage of South High? Morningstar Mini Storage offers clean, safe, secure storage units in sizes up to 10 by 30. Or make Morningstar Mini Storage your garage. You can store your car for just $39 a month, or any size boat, RV, or trailer for just $49 a month. Or take advantage of their new special, a 5x15 or 10x10 unit for just $69 a month. Find their online coupons at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage has convenient 24-hour access 7 days a week, a state-of-the-art security system, a moving van, and packing materials too. Morningstar Mini Storage, 3391 South High Street at Williams Road, just north of I-270. Call 497-0000 or visit them online at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage of South High, 497-0000.
Meat Packers Outlet, Columbus's good old-fashioned retail meat market. For the best deals around on all your meat purchases, visit Meatpackers Outlet at 317 South 5th Street downtown. Meatpackers Outlet is family-owned and operated and has proudly been serving Columbus with fresh-cut meats since 1957. Meatpackers Outlet has daily low prices on beef, pork, poultry, and deli items. This week's specials include deli-sliced honey ham, just $2.99 a pound. A 10-pound bag of hamburger for $19.90, a 12-ounce package of beef bacon $3.99, and boneless, skinless chicken breasts are just $2.49 a pound. Need a deli tray for your next get-together? Call ahead and order yours now at 469-1720. That's 469-1720. Open 8 to 6, close Sundays. Meat Packers Outlet, 317 South 5th Street at East Main, downtown. Don't forget, there's always plenty of free parking in the back. Locally owned, independently owned, Meat Packers Outlet. Call 469-1720.
You gotta fight!
If you like to party, and who doesn't, you know that sometimes stuff happens. Stuff like assaults, drugs, DUIs. Connie Goodell Newton understands. She's not here to judge anyone, just to provide the best legal representation possible. Facing criminal charges? Connie takes very special care handling her criminal cases and works hard to ensure that her clients receive the very best results possible. Do you have a record? Connie is very familiar with a new expanded expungement statute. Got warrants? Connie may be able to keep you out of jail. Connie also handles domestic relations, mediation, and bankruptcy cases. Call Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783. Connie welcomes clients from diverse communities, GLBT, African American, activists, students, and more. So party on. Just remember, if you get just one phone call, make it to Connie Goodell Newton at 307-9783.
This is Connie Goodell Newton, and I will fight for your right to party.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-866-8692. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-866-8692. That's 800-866-8692. 8692.
Hi, this is Kenny Pick from Turn Up the Night. Be sure to check out my show every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk. If you tune in, you might hear something like this.
It is time for all Americans to realize how significant this election is.
Okay.
And how lucky we are to have someone with qualifications and experience and know-how to be able to have the opportunity to run this country.
Into the ground. Sorry. Well, no,
so she's fortunate, aren't we?
She's angry at the other Republicans saying, if you think you can do better, you should get in the ring. Well, a lot of them did.
Well, yeah. She said it's time for all Americans to realize how lucky he even performs for you, bastard.
Oh,
you know.
Dear.
Yeah.
Stop it.
No.
No.
That's Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pig, every Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WVKO 1580 AM, Columbus's Progressive Talk.
He doesn't just play a doctor. Bob Petrakis is a doctor. Just not that kind of doctor. Back to Fight Back with political science professor Dr. Bob Petrakis.
And a man who has fought the powers in his film, Free for All, John Innes. What are we going to see a little different in this new re-release at the Drexel on Tuesday night at 7:30, which really is a kickoff event for election protection and video the vote here in the capital of the premier swing state, Ohio?
Yeah, well, you know, I'd say the biggest difference, you know, we released a film on July 4th, 2008, and we screened it in Columbus. We just had the debates. I remember we screened it during the first debate, and we had such a great audience, despite the first debate. It was such an awesome crowd in Columbus. And then in December of 2008, Mike Connell died in a plane crash. And all I really knew about Mike Connell at that point was that I put his name in my film as the proprietor of GovTech New Media, who had overseen the election results going to smart tech servers in Tennessee on election night. And that had been the most troublesome aspect of my film as it was. And then following the you're deposing him as part of the King Lincoln Bronzeville case in November of 2008, to see that he died in a plane crash suddenly was terrifying and shocking. And so I really wanted to be able to get this story out about what happened. And, you know, the amount of details that have come out since, you know, looking back at the affidavit and information provided by Stephen Spoonamore, who identified Mike Connell and explained very well the man-in-the-middle scenario that was used. I'd say both the tragedy of Mike Connell and the surviving impact of a man-in-the-middle scenario as a way to steal the election results on election night in real time, the two biggest things that I wanted to make sure I was able to convey to people.
Yeah, very key point, and I'm going to ask Jerry, who's actually has a degree in computer forensics, to comment
security,
on that.
Security, not forensics.
Security, computer is security. Now, here's a part of the question is, there's a whole lot of people, I've been looking at the internet, and there's a whole lot of people are like, oh, it couldn't happen in 2004. 84% of the votes were counted on punch cards. But what they're not looking at, I was just looking at Daily Kos, and there was one that's like, again, I say over and over again, but there's things called central tabulators.
Yeah,
at the county level.
It's digitized at some point, dude.
Yeah, exactly. And there's an internet. This was sent down to Chattanooga. Now verified. The fact that the numbers went over the internet and went to county central tabulators and were outsourced in a centralized point from the Secretary of State's office by private contractors to a private, massively pro-Republican operation, Smart Tech in Chattanooga. What could have happened, Jerry?
Any number of things could have happened. I mean, one of the guiding principles of attacking another person's computer is once you execute a single instruction of my choosing, your computer will execute all subsequent instructions. Once I've got a hold of your data is what I make it. That's it. It's my data now. Once the man in the middle touches it, anything can happen. I don't think that they're going to use a man in the middle attack this time in Ohio. I do believe that there will be an attack in Ohio. I think that attack will come. in Cincinnati, and I believe that an attack will come in 46 counties in Wisconsin, and that's where this election will be stolen. We now have a close election where 1%, 2% of the vote is all you need to flip the Electoral College. That's all you need. So, if you're very strategic and use certain voting machines and move them only a little bit, you can achieve great results. This man in the
because
middle...
Because it's a 2-for-1, right?
One, because it's a 2-for-1.
Right.
Two, because we caught them. I mean, the reality of the 2004 election is they were caught because they were ham-fisted and clumsy. They shouldn't
right.
have had to resort to such a massively obvious attack. When you move, what I'm talking about, the capability to do now is to move the election result in a couple of precincts, in necessary precincts and necessary areas, by an amount that's within the margin of error of an exit poll, to dramatically shift the election.
John, does the new movie deal with that kind of apparatus at all? Or do you suggest it or look at that potential?
You know, my current film, Pay to Play, actually spends a lot of time in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. And I was fortunate enough to be in Hamilton County Board of Elections for both the primary in 2010 and election night. And film the arrival of the ballots and the the tabulators from the different precincts, and see it's like a whole casino operation when the Hamilton County Board of Elections get these duffel bags full of these zipped up Velcro boxes full of both the tabulators, the actual ballots, and then it gets moved, broken up, signed by people, and so. It's interesting to watch that chain of custody itself occur, but I can say that I was in the room on election night of the primary, and they said specifically somebody's trying to hack into the computer. And it was just that county. But I was struck by the pause in the room, and this is where the reporters are getting results, and as well as officials, and there's a glass window, you can see where the tabulators are arriving and being entered in. I was by the look around everyone's faces, like, okay, but is that it? And I realized that this was Ohio on election night, and it could be much worse, and everyone had seen much worse. So yes, literally, I was there in the Board of Elections on Hamilton County on election night in Cincinnati when they said, oh, wow, someone's trying to hack into our computer and affect it, but we got it. And I'm like, well, okay.
I think you're misunderstanding.
That one you know of.
I think you're misunderstanding me. What I'm talking about is a sort of point-of-sale attack where your vote is individually hacked as you cast it on the machine that you cast it on.
And this is the new one, so you wouldn't have covered it in your film. And there's also new wireless capacity. Melissa Data has been bought up by Smart Tech. But, John Innes, you're going to be there on Tuesday night with the re-edited film Pay to Play.
Free-for-all. I will be able to...
Free-for-all,
yeah,
sorry.
Pay to Play, yeah. Pay to Play, we just submitted it to Sundance, so... That's actually pretty available. That'll be available very soon. Free For All is being formally re-released and will be on Netflix streaming, I believe, so it'll hopefully get wide play before the election. But I am very interested to hear about these voting machines. Is this a technology that's specific to Hamilton County?
No, it's as we've written in the Free Press, it looks like the people associated with Bain Company, Head
right.
Capital, and seed money from the Romney family itself went out and bought them a voting machine company, Hart InterCivic, which will count Hamilton County. And not only that, will count their various machines. They got a couple main machines, will count 18 million votes, and 7.8 will be counted on these direct recording electronic machines. Jerry, a quick comment.
Yeah, they're the number 3 voting machine manufacturer in America, and they're just as failed and broken as all the other voting machines.
Right.
So we may have a new thing to look at. But again, John Innes, thanks
that
for being.
That was a great story about the HBC, yes. And that got a lot of play, too. Congratulations, by the way.
All right.
Really got around.
Thanks for being on the show, John Innes.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. Look forward to seeing you.
Tuesday, 7:30, Drexel Theater. Be there. A re-released free-for-all, which goes over the death of Michael Connell. I'll be there. So will the film director, John Innes. Peace.
The Good Fight continues with Dr. Bob next Saturday at 11 a.m. Get your friends and family to join the fight right here on the air or over the internet at WVKO1580.com. Fight Back is produced in part by the Columbus Free Press and 1580 WVKO.
Your one true voice of reason in Central Ohio, AM 1580, WVKO, Columbus.
How would you like to have your garage back? You know, so you can actually get your car inside? Why not make room by storing all that stuff you have in the garage at Morningstar Mini Storage of South High? Morningstar Mini Storage offers clean, safe, secure storage units in sizes up to 10 by 30. Or make Morningstar Mini Storage your garage. You can store your car for just $39 a month, or any size boat, RV, or trailer for just $49 a month. Or take advantage of their new special, a 5x15 or 10x10 unit for just $69 a month. Find their online coupons at MorningstarMiniStorage.com. Morningstar Mini Storage has convenient 24-hour access 7 days a week, a state-of-the-art security system, a moving van, and packing materials too. Morningstar Mini Storage, 3391 South High Street at Williams Road, just north of I-270. Call 497-0000 or visit